This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Indonesian disaster management officials say the death toll from Saturday's tsunami that struck parts of the west coast of Java now stands at 429 people. Rescue crews have turned to sniffer dogs and drones to search for remaining survivors. Over 1,400 people have been injured, and at least 128 others remain missing. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. Stock markets in Asia saw sharp declines Tuesday following sell-offs in the U.S. on Monday. President Donald Trump is blaming the Federal Reserve. Some economists say, however, that confidence has also been shaken by Trump's tariffs on major trading partners. U.S. President Donald Trump is beginning his Christmas Day at the White House as the partial federal government shutdown enters its fourth day. Trump gave an update on the shutdown on Monday, saying that there is nothing new. For their part, congressional Democratic leaders are blaming President Trump for, quote, plunging the country into chaos.
The Trump administration has barely even spent any of the border security money from last year. So the Trump shutdown isn't over border security. It's because President Trump is demanding billions of dollars for an expensive, ineffective wall that the majority of Americans don't support.
That's Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader. Trump is demanding $5 billion for a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. Democrats say no and have offered $1.3 billion for what they term border security. While government agencies dealing with national security and public safety remain open, other offices are closed and 800,000 federal workers are on furlough. This is VOA News. A suicide attack in Libya targeted the country's foreign ministry on Tripoli on Tuesday, killing at least three. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. An Afghan government spokesman says 43 people were killed and more than 20 wounded when a gunman stormed a government building in Kabul on Monday. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. So the seven-hour standoff began with a suicide bomber detonating his explosives-packed car outside the building.
I was walking down the road and saw a vehicle parked in the area when suddenly a huge explosion occurred. I don't know whether it was a rocket or a suicide bomb, but it knocked me down.
The attack comes just days after U.S. President Donald Trump announced plans to withdraw half of the 14,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. In his Christmas message to the city and to the world, Pope Francis said his wish this year was for fraternity among individuals of every nation and culture. Despite his message